Leading our news this morning, there are calls for a national inquiry into surrogacy after the ABC uncovered another case of an abandoned baby. An Australian couple who had twins to a surrogate in India left one behind because they preferred one gender over the other. Former Foreign Minister Bob Carr says he does not recall the case. The current minister says she's also in the dark.
These cases obviously focus on the interests of the child, so I would be concerned, but the former Prime Minister and the former Foreign Ministers are all around, they're all available, so I assume that somebody's speaking to them about the details.
Julie Bishop there. Now, the first person in the United States to be diagnosed with the Ebola virus has now died in a Dallas hospital. Thomas Duncan became ill when he returned to Texas after contracting the virus in Liberia. US Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for greater global action to stop the spread of Ebola. US-led airstrikes have helped stop the advance of Islamic State fighters in the Syrian town of Kobane. A fierce battle is still underway for control of the besieged town. Across the border in Turkey, more than 18 people have died in violent protests by Kurds, which have now spread to 30 cities. And stargazers were treated to a rare lunar eclipse known as a blood moon last night. The moon's red colour takes place when the Earth passes between the moon and the sun.